Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Umtu Mapumlo, good afternoon. A senior associate at Adams and Adams, the insurance department. A very good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon to you, Gary, and to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
No, and thank you so much for making the time to chat to us. And I mean, this is a very interesting topic because, especially now with fire season and what's happening with fires everywhere, how do we know? I mean, everyone has household insurance and whatever, but how do we know if we adequately insured against fire, if we do in the event of a fire and we lose everything? Is there special cover you need to take? You know, please, can you give us some information around this?
Okay, so there is a cover for fire incidents specifically. So you need to ensure that you have a policy for such incidents and ensure that any conditions that pertains to this incident, well, to fire incidents in terms of the policy are complied with. And you need to ensure at the inception of the policy that every necessary disclosures are made so that should you be in a situation where you need to claim, you are not found to be not in compliance or in non-compliance with certain conditions. And to verify if you are adequately covered, it is important to make use of it depends from a case to case. You may need to verify with the insurer. You may also make use of a broker or a lawyer for that matter and have that written confirmation to say that they did advise you, you got a professional advice that you are sufficiently covered for fire incidents, just so that in future, if there are any issues where your claim is repudiated or rejected, you can always be able to pin blame to someone else to say they advised me professionally to say I am adequately covered.
And to the a standard policy, a standard householder's insurance policy, take my own one where I've insured the contents of my house. Am I covered for damage through fire? I mean, on a standard policy now. So if there's nothing stipulated, it's just a standard stock policy, am I covered?
Yeah. No, so there has to be a specific reference to fire incidents. Otherwise, the insurer can reject your claim in the case where you need to claim and say the cover in place does not include the fire incidents. And you've got no basis to say it does because the contract is silent on that particular aspect. So it's important to be to ensure that the contract does specify fire incidents protection or policy.
This is such a debatable point because, I mean, what happens in the event that you're living in a complex, for example, and the complex, there's a fire within the building or an adjacent fire in the veld and everything gets destroyed. So what happens there?
Okay, so in that particular case, to start with, you as the insured can still go against anyone who caused fire or who was negligent in any event. So you do not necessarily have to go to an insurer in that particular case. But say you want to go to the insurer. The insurer, depending on the wording and the wording of the policy and what is specifically covered, and also we've got to look at the intentions of the parties when they entered that contract to say was this contract also in relation to such incidents. Then we take it from there. But with regards to fires in the apartment scenario, it may in most instances really go back to the wrongdoer. Someone was negligent in the fire actually starting up. So yeah, that would be the case.
But I the other night I was driving, and we all know it's fire season. Everything's very dry, and there was a fire in the veld, sort of on a suburban road, and I could see that there was a house right adjacent to it that was going to be impacted by this fire. Now, obviously, the residents there had no cover for it, they had no awareness to it. What happens in that case? Suddenly the house gets burnt down and it's not through their doing. So what happens in that case?
If you've got a cover which you as the policyholder has to ensure does cover you for fire incidents, you need to ensure that the policy does cover you in that particular instance for fire incidents. So unless it is clear in the contract that you are covered for fire incidents, you should not assume that any policy that you have does sufficiently cover you in such incidents, and therefore it is incumbent upon you as the policyholder to ensure that you can verify with the broker, the lawyers, or the insurer to ensure that you are covered for fire incidents, because it's very easy for the insurance companies to come to you and say there's no reference to the policy to the fire incidents in the policy, and therefore we cannot cover you for fire. And unless you can prove that at the time of entering that contract, it was also, you know, part of the intentions of the parties to cover fire incidents, you may find yourself with the situation where you've got to pay the responsibilities for all the damage that may have occurred.
And even though this is an unnatural act or something, but it's not through your own doing. I mean, the fact that there's a good chance that you won't be covered, this is really concerning.
Not necessarily. I do not think it is concerning, because you as a policyholder, you bear the responsibility to ensure that you are covered for risks that you want to be covered for. So it is the fact that you may have a policy of certain things in place cannot then presume that any other risk that may not be strictly covered in the policy is covered. So it is incumbent upon you as the policyholder to ensure that the contract in place or the policy in place does cover you for whatever risk that you want to be protected against, failing which you've got to bear the responsibility for the damages.
This is such an interesting point, this. And just lastly, is it mandatory to have a fire alarm or fire extinguishers in your home if you want to be covered against fire?
That's a very good question, because you do find some claims of, claims for fire incidents being rejected on those grounds. So you need to have... to seriously consider the terms of your policy and see if the cover is subject to you having those kind of equipment and tools in place. Most insurance policies would have such kind of conditions, because these tools and the equipments serve as the mitigating factors or mitigating tools and equipments in the sense that they kind of limit the extent of damage should there be fire. So therefore it is important to have those, but your point of departure as the policyholder is to see if you cover for fire incidents is subject to or conditional to you having those equipments and tools in place. If the policy is silent, then we may read in to say it was not part of the conditions, and therefore it is not necessary for you as the policyholder to have such equipments in place.
Umtu Mapamolo, the senior associate at Adams and Adams Insurance Department. Thank you for that, and thank you for giving us some clarification around the fire risks. Have a good evening. Thank you.